welcome back to another episode of A Closer Look. I'm Laurie Hackett. And today on this episode, very excited because we have a couple of people that many of you may know. And if not, we'll have the chance to really dive in and get to know them more. So please join me, listeners, in welcoming our first guest, and it's Chrissy Hickson. Welcome, Chrissy.
Thank you so much. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here at the studio. And Chrissy, you are the manager of corporate social responsibility for Capital Blue Cross.
Yes, I am.
Tell us about that. Tell us about your personal and your professional commitment to corporate social responsibility.
Okay. So what I love about my job is the relationship building. I get to do that by sharing Capital Blue Cross's mission, working with a lot of our nonprofits in the community, doing work that ties back to Capital's mission of health and wellness in the community that we serve. So we have a 21-county service area. 11 of those 21 counties are my territory. So I get to cover a lot of Pennsylvania and all of Lehigh Valley and beyond. And it's been really, really wonderful to work with the community organizations in various ways through different types of funding and support to help them grow. There isn't anything, I think, more satisfying than knowing that you were able to contribute to their mission and their programming and then watch them grow year after year and know that you were able to help them and be a part of it.
Could you explain a little bit more about what that term means of corporate social responsibility and how your outreach, your partnership, your continued support and celebration of so many nonprofits helps Capital Blue Cross meet your goals for CSR?
CSR is basically a business doing right by their community. Great. It is giving back. It's not just talking the talk, you walk the walk. And at Capital, I think we're a little bit different than other organizations in we don't just throw money at a project. We are invested. Mm-hmm. So we have employees who either sit on boards for these organizations, employees that volunteer at them. We do and attend events for them. We join committees. We lend whatever our skill sets are to these organizations to help them improve and be better. Mm-hmm. And that's what they need. They need the money. Everybody needs the money. But we also give of ourselves. And as a company, that's really what we're here to do. We should be doing these things. And then in turn, what comes back to us, again, goes back to we see the growth, we see the improvement. So whether it's, you know, education, and we see more kids stay in school, we see more children get better test scores, we see healthier kids. You know, one of our huge outreaches is our dental vans. We support 4 different dental vans, and we know that every 6 months, these children are getting their dental care where they might not get them otherwise. And a child who doesn't have dental care, we've seen it. They're going to get sick. They're going to have headaches. It may prevent them from going to school. If they don't go to school or they're in school and they're in pain, they're not learning. And it's at the crux of everything. So it's so vitally important. And we get to see the results, the outcomes, how everyone is improving. And that all ties back to what our purpose is.
I love that, especially because the difference between sponsorship and an investment. I love how you talked about the importance of making a true investment.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that is one of the things that is unique about the Lehigh Valley is we take that very seriously. And you know, for the company you work with and all of the things that you support and invest in, as do, you know, many in the Lehigh Valley, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm. I think that's wonderful. Is there a particular story or an experience that you could share about, because you talked about the importance to Capital of your employees going out to volunteer. Is there an example you could share of maybe an employee who gave back or a group that went out and how they were changed for the better having done that?
Yes, actually, I have a really, I think, is a good story. At Capital, we have volunteer time off. So everyone gets a full day of pay. They can break it up into two halves to volunteer in the community. We always provide them with opportunities. Now, beyond that, you can volunteer for the United Way Day of Caring, another great day in our community, an opportunity to give back. But we have employees who have taken that a step further. They've used all that time. They've given back in those ways. Then they come together, they choose a charity of their choice, and every month they use their own PTO time to go out and volunteer. So one of our teams in the Lehigh Valley office, they're very committed to Second Harvest Food Bank. Mm-hmm. Every month they use a half day of PTO. They go on the senior boxing day. They will go pack boxes for seniors. They do this every month. They're not looking for any recognition right. or praise, but this is what feeds their soul, all about giving. And I think that is fabulous. And we've noticed that we have more employees within our company that are doing mm-hmm. that. And we are so excited. We love to see our people out in the community.
Well, and you're celebrating them, you're recognizing them. That is, I think a lot of people don't realize that. They maybe see a, you know, a big organization like Capital and don't realize that it's very personal. Like the decision to give back and to serve is very personal for all of your employees.
It is. Being a volunteer and giving back, I think a lot of us who do give of our time and our skill sets and contributions, whatever way you're giving, mm-hmm. it really is yep. personal. And you really should be doing, you know, what feeds your soul as well, what you're passionate about. And that's one of the things that we strive to get our employees to do is take those volunteer, you know, time off hours, mm-hmm. find what it is that you enjoy, whether it's the local Humane Society or the food bank or anywhere else. Find what you're passionate about and then continue yep. to pursue that and volunteer with them, spend time with them, get to know them. As a result, we've also had employees that then became board members. Great. What a great way to find out what board is a good fit for you than to volunteer with them. Really get to know the ins and outs of that organization.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What about you? You talked about the motivation, the enthusiasm of your employees. What about you? I know you are so involved. And I know it's the company and you're there and you're showing up and you're invested. But I know you also, Chrissy Hickson, I've seen you at events. You are in it. You know, you're not just going to the game. You're in the game. And I know in particular a few that you're very involved with. One is the Lehigh Valley Wine Gala, you know, a wonderful organization that supports Children's Home of Easton and Northampton County Historical and Genealogical Society. Could you speak about why you choose personally to get so involved?
Oh, absolutely. So for this particular set of events and this committee, I joined them about 11, 12 years ago now. I went to my first wine gala and I absolutely loved it. Had a wonderful time, was exposed to a fabulous winemaker, just had an amazing evening, got to hear some really heartfelt stories of adults who had come through the Children's Home of Easton program. I was getting to know both nonprofit organizations at the same time. I went to the Children's Home of Easton. I fell in love with it. I think the building itself, this mansion, is just so unique. And what they do there and their mission, unfortunately, it's necessary. Mm-hmm. You know, there are children that need to be there, and they do their work so well. This is an event that has been in existence for, it'll be 20 years next year. Every year, they do a fabulous job at raising necessary funds for both of these organizations. The Wine Gala and Auction Committee brings on a new honorary wine chair. We are fortunate enough that we have some individuals on our committee who have great connections mm-hmm. to California vineyards and winemakers, and they are able to get them to come out. Once they come out, they're in awe of not only what we do, but who these two organizations are. Every year, it's just a thrilling experience. We know that we've done everything we can, and we just love to support these two organizations. And next year is the 20th anniversary. I can share that the wine gala is going to take place on April 18th.
Cool. Great.
So for everyone that's interested,
mark
please
watch. 2026 calendars.
Absolutely. Go to the Lehigh Valley Wine Gala and Auction site if you're interested in learning more. But it's going to be a fantastic time.
That's great. You just come alive talking about it. And I know you just have so much personal passion. Was there someone in your life early on or even now that inspired you or mentored you or helped you understand the excitement and importance of giving back?
Yes. At an early age, I was a giver. I always either donated or I tried to give people what they needed, whether that be my time, an item. And we're talking back in, you know, like grade school, I would do this. I was always a giver and I always felt such joy and happiness and really, you know, deep in my heart, I never really understood why I did that. Why was I like that? Mm-hmm. And then as I got older and it continued, it was still happening, wasn't sure why. And then my first true mentor was Ambaum.
Oh.
And I would watch her and I would see everything that she was involved with. And then I had a career path change and I was able to be in community relations for Capital Blue Cross. And I really feel that's when the floodgates opened. It was amazing. Like, I'm pausing because it was like jaw-dropping. Mm-hmm. Like, all of a sudden, not only do I get to give back, I get to do it for a living. Like, it's amazing.
They pay me to do this.
They pay me to do this. And that's where, you know, building the personal relationships comes in. But what was wonderful about it was I was doing this for a living, but I was also doing it for myself. And I was learning about more organizations and ones that tied me personally. Mm-hmm. And I think that really is the most important thing for people who are looking to volunteer is don't just do it because it's your job. Do it because you're passionate about it, because otherwise you won't do a good job. You'll feel like, you know, oh, this is work and I just have to be here. Find something that you really want to do, because then you will give freely of yourself. And that has been one of the best things of being in a position of community relations is you get to see how not only the company support, but your personal support makes a difference.
Yeah, because it's very sincere. It's authentic. You're not faking it. I know I've been on a board once that it just wasn't a fit for me.
Right.
And I'm like, I care about what's wrong here. So to find that passion and that connection as you have with Lehigh Valley Wine Gala and Auction and many other things that you do. Chrissy, we are at the end of our podcast time together, but before we leave, thoughts on volunteerism, on why the Lehigh Valley is special. Just what is a message you'd like to leave our listeners with?
So the first thing that I would suggest, if anyone is looking for a way to volunteer, please go visit my friend Karen Smith at the Volunteer Center. She is their CEO and she is fabulous. Mm-hmm. She will direct you as to where you can go on the website to see volunteer opportunities. Actually, I've just told you, go to their website, look at the volunteer opportunities. But she's more than willing to talk to you about what would be a good fit for you and how to step in if you're not someone who's exposed to that all the time and you don't know, okay, how do I reach out? How do I give of my time? She will help you. And then what makes the Lehigh Valley so great is in the Lehigh Valley, we are not just out for ourselves. We're a big city, but we don't have that big city mentality. We are not siloed. If anything, we are connectors and collaborators. One thing I've seen is everyone loves to share who they're connected to. If you need something, Laurie, and you came to me, I really need XYZ, and I happen to know who does that, I'm happy to connect you. We love to get people together. And what happens when you get people together? You collaborate. Mm-hmm. And you see fabulous collaboration in the Lehigh Valley. And above that, another layer that makes us so fantastic is we have two huge organizations that do outstanding work. We've got the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce, who last I knew was ranked fourth in the country. And we also have the United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley. We raise a ridiculous amount of money. And these organizations are constantly doing what needs to be done to make our community better, to improve it, to collaborate, to educate. We're amazing. We have all these great things here, and we do a fabulous job.
Well, if that doesn't convince every listener out there to call the Volunteer Center, to call Karen Smith, and to get more engaged, if they're not yet, then certainly nothing will. So thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's honestly been a thrill to be here with you.
Sure. So again, we were joined by Chrissy Hickson. Chrissy is the manager of corporate social responsibility with Capital Blue Cross, an organization that does so much for the Lehigh Valley and the entire region. And we'll be right back.
For the past three decades, WDIY has sustained itself through direct contributions from listeners. Our model is simple. The people who listen to the service are the ones who support the service. As WDIY celebrates its landmark 30th anniversary, we invite you to join us as a WDIY member by making a membership gift today. This is something you could do right now to make a meaningful difference in your community. Call 610-694-8100 extension 4 or online at wdiy.org.
Welcome back to A Closer Look. I'm Laurie Hackett, and we just enjoyed a wonderful conversation with Chrissy Hickson of Capital Blue Cross. And now joining us in the studio, I'm so excited, is my friend Eileen Wood. Welcome, Eileen.
Thank you so much, Laurie.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here. And listeners, a little bit about Eileen Wood. She is so active in the community, great community leader and a great advocate for so many nonprofit organizations and a wonderful ambassador. But in addition, she is a fashion designer, has been in New York, all around the world, really. And Eileen has, and this is so cool, and I hope I have this right, the world's largest private collection of handbags. Is that correct?
It's correct as per what you read on the internet, but the truth of it is I actually have the world's largest collection of handbags, no longer private. I've exceeded all of the public museum collections.
How wonderful. So I have to ask, how many is that?
Okay. The official number, the official count, drum roll, is 8,000. However, it's truly 9,000, and only because we just got sick of inventorying. It took over 2 years, three people. So at one point, we just said, stop, and that was at 8,000.
Again, I know other people ask you this, but I know our listeners will be fascinated. How did this get started?
It started as initially many, many years ago when I was a little girl with my first handbag. I bonded with my mother over handbags and fashion. And later in life, when I worked professionally in fashion as a fashion director, I had the great fortune of receiving gifts and going to sample sales. So I acquired a wonderful personal collection of bags for me to wear. And because I am always fascinated by history, I began to read up on fashion history, handbag history. And I realized that they were very powerful cultural artifacts. Mm-hmm. And they told us a lot about who we were and where we had come from. And I also realized that nobody was preserving them. People viewed them as lowly fashion accessories. And when you were done with your bag, you'd give it to a child. You'd donate it to Goodwill. But nobody was keeping them and preserving them and pretty much just cataloging them. So I felt that we were going to be missing an important part of our history. And often when you say someone should do this, by default, you become the someone.
Mm-hmm. If not me, who? Eileen, that I'd love to hear that background. I didn't realize that. I also love that you wear a handbag,
mm-hmm.
that it's part of your, you know, attire, your outfit.
It's really integral to my persona.
To your persona.
I often say that I let the handbag do the talking for me because there are so many clever handbags out there that truly make a statement. Mm-hmm. And you can change your handbag to convey your mood, mm-hmm. to convey your attitude. And women often talk through their handbags in that it's often kind of a veiled indicator. It's like a silent communicator. When people go to an event, for argument's sake, I'm sure when you get dressed to go out, you consider what you're going to wear. You consider the entire outfit, but you especially consider what bag mm-hmm. should I wear with this? Mm-hmm. What is my bag going to represent about me? And what's most interesting is I find that the bags are aspirational in that women choose a bag to give a message as to who they want to be, how they wish to be perceived. However, it's the contents of the bag that tell us who she really is.
I need a moment. That is so lovely. So well said. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, you mentioned, you know, when you go out to an event and you mm-hmm. make a choice about what bag to wear. You, my friend, I see with your partner, Ray, at so many events in the Valley. And I know just recently there was a very large one and that you received a phenomenal award, the Good Neighbor Award from PBS. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, number one, thank you very much for bringing that up. I am very grateful and humbled by the fact that PBS decided to honor me with this recognition. It's an award that they give out annually to, I guess, 2 to 3 to 4 people. And they are people within the community who they consider good neighbors in the definition of Mr. Rogers. Mm-hmm. And it means that you are a good neighbor in that you're doing things to uphold and promote and improve your community and make it a better place to live for all.
So deserved. I know Thank how you. Involved you mm-hmm. are, and your heart is so drawn to, I know, organizations like Second Harvest Food Bank and providing, you know, food for those who need it and just so many other things. How is it that you became so involved in community as a leader?
Well, it was something initially, there is a tenet of Judaism that is called Tikkun Olam. It's in Hebrew. And what it means is repairing the world. And it's something that we are all brought up as a tradition to make the world a better place. Well, that's a theoretical thing. In the actual and practicality of it, my parents raised me to give back. Mm-hmm. And I had great fortune in being with my first husband, Erwin Hochberg, and my second late husband, Bob Wood. And both of these gentlemen were very involved in their communities and very involved in philanthropy on so many levels. And I'm certain that people within the Lehigh Valley are very familiar with Bob and his mm-hmm. family. And he was involved in virtually every nonprofit in the Lehigh Valley. Mm-hmm. And as people probably know, when he passed away a number of years ago, he was sitting on boards and he was involved in initiatives. And I made him a promise in my heart that I would leave none of his work undone. So at that point, when he did pass away, I had nonprofit commitments of my own, but then I felt morally obligated to jump in on everything that he had been doing, which is how I became, I guess, on overdrive. Mm-hmm. But it was something I did joyfully, and it's something that was just very important to me that none of his work get left undone.
Mm-hmm. What a beautiful tribute.
Thank you.
I met him and certainly learned from him from afar. That's so beautiful. Could you share for our listeners a couple of specific examples, maybe of an initiative you're involved with that's particularly close to your heart?
Okay, there are certainly many of them, mm-hmm. but one of the ones they mentioned last night during the program was I am very close to the Allentown Symphony. I've been on the board a good number of years. I can't even give you the exact number. It's significant. But the reason I came to be on the board of Allentown Symphony was that many years ago, there was a 60 Minutes program about a musical program for children in Venezuela, in Caracas, Venezuela, that was called El Sistema, which is Spanish for the system. And there was a professor in Caracas who felt that children were being lost to the street and becoming members of gangs, and he wanted to offer them a viable alternative. So he created a program where ostensibly he was creating a children's orchestra, and that was how he pitched it to people. But the fact of the matter was, even though he was providing instruments and providing musical education to these children, his real objective was to teach them to follow instruction, to work cooperatively, to have pride in their accomplishments. And these were qualities that they were not receiving except through gangs on the street. So he created this program, which became so tremendously successful. One of his graduates was the conductor of the LA Symphony, and I believe he's now in New York. So, I mean, I think he's at the New York Philharmonic. So this was a tremendously powerful program, which was pictured on 60 Minutes. And many years ago, my late husband and I, Bob Wood and I, went to an event where they screened this 60 Minutes, and they said, if they can do this in Caracas, Venezuela, why not Allentown? And I became involved in that groundswell of an effort to bring the program here. And I realized, along with members of the committee, of course, that we needed to become a 501c3. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have the money. We didn't have the expertise.
And listeners, 501c3, just to jump in, is a nonprofit organization that can
Absolutely.
Receive support.
We needed to be real. Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, this committee met for over 2 years. And for the longest time, we were a group of earnest and caring people that wanted to make this happen, but we were not, as I call it, real. It was almost like Winnie the Pooh. Mm-hmm. So we needed to become real. And the way that I sought to become real was I said, we should align ourselves with the Allentown Symphony because these two initiatives really are hand in hand. Mm-hmm. So literally, I phoned up the people at Symphony and explained who I was on behalf of this El Sistema committee. And I said, I think that you should take us in, adopt us as your musical educational program, because I'd done a bit of research, and part of their credo was that they were supposed to give back to their local community and provide education. So after a number of meetings with Allentown Symphony, they agreed to take on El Sistema as their musical educational program.
And it's still so active
and
today.
And it's thriving, and we show demonstrable results mm-hmm. at the school level. Children who participate in the program do so much better, and we're at the point now, I think we've been doing this maybe 14 years, but we have kids that came in at kindergarten and have now gone on to college, and they're studying music as a result of being a part of this program. So it's really transformational.
Mm-hmm. That is so beautiful. And certainly the work that Symphony does and Civic Theater and mm-hmm. Touchstone and Zollner
Absolutely.
And so many others goes to a real value of our community, which is celebrating arts and culture.
Mm-hmm.
I know you, I see you and Ray at so many arts and cultural events. Could you just speak a little bit about your commitment in that area and why it does so much to lift our community?
Absolutely. I have a tremendous belief in arts and culture because as a child, I was drawn to art and I was drawn to theater. Mm-hmm. And it was actually, in a way, a form of escape. It was a chance to see a bigger and better world than the one I might have been living in at that moment. And I have applied that coming forward, saying we have got children in our inner city here that don't have a vision and they don't have a tangible goal. And I feel that we need to provide them with beauty and with things that will create dreams. Now, my late husband, Bob Wood, being involved in food and dining services, said to me, well, Eileen, obviously it's wonderful that you're looking to provide this inspiration through art, but people need food. I mean, you can't exist without food. Mm-hmm. So I understood that. And as a response to that, I have been on the board of Second Harvest Food Bank for many years, chaired their event for many years. But it was always really my main thrust that people can eat, but they need dreams. They mm-hmm. need goals, emotional sustenance beyond just food. And that's why I have belief so much in culture. So I've been involved with the Art Museum, and I'm on the board of Civic Theater and Symphony. And I think I've done a lot of work for Historic Bethlehem, and I have actually created a series of traveling museum exhibitions that go to other cities. And this way, we're bringing the message of the Lehigh Valley into the greater world.
Eileen, we are so lucky to have you in the community. You've got this incredible background, this eye, and this love of art, and you're doing something about it. You're in it. Every day you're waking up and you're making changes.
Every one of us is obligated mm-hmm. to give back. Mm-hmm. And if we have the capacity to do something good for someone else, by all means, we are honor bound to do it. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you the truth. Last night when I was at that event, I looked around the room and I was surrounded by so many friends. And I came to a quick realization. I knew every person in that room through philanthropic organizations. So while we are doing good for others, the good mm-hmm. is returned to us as well, makes our lives so much richer. Mm-hmm. So it's really a symbiotic give and take. I mean, the more you put out, the more that is returned to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Gosh, so well said. We are unfortunately at the end of our time, but before we end this, Eileen, is there a slogan or a personal motto or anything that you have taped on the bathroom mirror? You know, is there a message that you remind yourself that helps you get through the rainy days, get through the sunshiny days, just live this great life that you've created?
Okay, the simplest one I can give you is happiness is a conscious decision. It's a conscious choice. I choose to be happy. I've had great areas of sadness in my life. I have lost two husbands. This is not something I'd recommend to anyone. However, in spite of that, I find that you've got to go and just turn the page and continue to move forward. I used to have a saying that when all else was failing and I felt like throwing in the towel, I'm a writer, I write books, and I would remind myself, Eileen, you can't give up. You have to see how the story ends. And this can't possibly be the end. Mm-hmm. So I just keep going for that reason. And I think everyone else should too.
Perfect. Perfect message for everyone. Eileen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for being my friend.
Absolutely. Oh, bless you. Thank you. We were joined tonight by Eileen Wood. And Eileen is a great and incredible community leader. She has been involved in so many organizations throughout the Lehigh Valley and then also professionally been involved as an incredible designer and, again, so much with her incredible handbag collection. Before Eileen, we were joined by Chrissy Hickson from Capital Blue Cross. Listeners, please join us every night on WDIY. There are so many incredible programs that you can tune into every night of the week between 6 and 7 p.m. We really, especially, of course, appreciate your support of all of these programs and all of the great musical and other offerings here at WDIY. I'm Laurie Hackett, and I look forward to seeing you next month on A Closer Look.